hear they're going to try to do sports talk live this week. Who signed off on that?
Well, time now, like we always say, for sports talk. And this time, Jimmy Cirfos Sanchez is here in our studios to share with us what's going on with our local sports in the Front Range. Jimmy, tell us what's going on.
In our first ever live episode of Sports Talk with Jimmy, we have a very special Hall of Fame episode. We're going to talk about some Hall of Fame people. So if you know anything about football at all, you know the Jacksonville Jaguars are not very good at it in the NFL. So recently, Tony Boselli, one of their legends, was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. He played from 1995 to 2001 and was inducted on August 6th. Now, he's the first ever Jaguar to get inducted in there. He is a four-time Pro Bowler. In his entire career, he only allowed 15 and a half sacks, which is pretty crazy. But what does that matter for right now? We're talking about Colorado sports, but he is from Boulder. The guy went to Fairview High School. He graduated in 1991, and he's thought to be the third Colorado native to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. Now, the funny story about that is that he wasn't even zoned for Fairview High School when he was growing up. He always wanted to play for him. In fact, it was his first ever dream. His dream wasn't playing in the NFL. It was to play for Fairview High School under Coach Sam Pagano. He ended up getting special permission from the district to go there and was the water boy for the team for a while, and eventually worked his way up, and when he was on the freshman team, he played quarterback. Eventually, he got moved around to where he belonged. Head coach Sam Pagano is actually also in the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame for his high school coaching at Fairview High School.
He sounds like quite a player. Boulderite. But he isn't the only one you're talking about this week, right?
No. So University of Colorado has had a very exceptional track and field program for a long time now. And a large part of that is due to Mark Wetmore. So he just got inducted into the USTFCCA Hall of Fame. Now, that is a big acronym that stands for the United States Track, Field, and Cross Country Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Now, this guy has been here forever, and he's still here. He's been here since 95. He actually took jobs at Seton Hall and Barnard's High School in New Jersey before coming into Boulder. He actually did it for a summer job before he started coaching full-time. He needed the money, and he really liked the money outside of his regular jobs that he would work during the summer. He's amassed a pretty crazy resume. So in his 30 years here at CU, he's won 8 national titles, 5 individual championships, 140 All-American honors. And before the CU left the Big 12 for the Pac-12, Wetmore was the winningest Big 12 coach in all sports. Now, those were just for cross country alone. So on the track side, he had over 100 individual conference titles and 2 team titles. His women have won over 20 NCAA titles, and he's got athletes that have gone to the world championships. He's got athletes that have gone to win Olympic medals. He's kind of had a crazy career. That's what he's got.
Wow. It's a lot. So fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today in this live sports talk.